Okay. And is DG back? Or he has got a problem of connectivity. All right, I see the minister is back and the DM is back. Okay, members are back. All right. We broke for lunch after these two presentations. Can we now can I then get an indication of members who want to ask questions? Members, questions? Any questions, honorable members? I see one hand for now. Any other hand? Okay. Honorable Mkhonto. It's
Thanks,
honorable
Chair.
Mkhonto for now, okay.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Thanks for the opportunity. Chair, for the UIF, the acting commissioner talked about them funding employment creating schemes. Can I get more clarity on that, Chair? The schemes that they are funding, or if I understood that correctly. And then with the CCMA, Chair, we have to thank them for pronouncing that they want to take a customer-centered approach, or improve on that. That will assist a lot, Chair. If they're really going to focus and improve on that. But the data that they presented, the unemployment data, is it the same as the unemployment data that we got from the statistics South Africa, or is just the data that they gathered themselves? So, and to say, one appreciates the fact that they envisage increase in labor disputes, because this COVID-19 has created a lot of animosity between workers and employers. And if they are ready for such an increase, that is welcome, Chair. Thanks very much.
Any other question? The DG raised something which I think is very important, that as much as they are, okay, let me rephrase. The challenges of CCMA in terms of budget cuts, it's not only budget cuts, it's also about the relationship between the employer and the employee in terms of dispute resolutions. I know that CCMA, we are all coming from a hard lockdown. There are still restrictions, but do you have a plan in addressing that? And DG if maybe the teacher is back or the minister, is there any way that can be raised sharply in terms of the conduct? Because it's a very negative approach, if I can say that, because if then the employers feel that the best way is not to engage workers when there are going to be retrenchments, the best is just to retrench them, they will meet at CCMA. I don't think that is a progressive approach. And I want to say I'm of the view that majority of employers are also concerned about the state of economy, but moreover, the high rate of unemployment in our country. I'm raising this, honorable members, because I'm called by people that I've never seen from a bar of soap, who are telling me that, for instance, there's one or two in Western Cape. I just forgot this place, this company around Nysna, that we are not engaged. The employer is preparing to retrench us. I'm still have to follow that up with the provincial leader, Mr. Ndamo, on that case. And I think that is not the only company or town or city in South Africa. So that's why my question is, do you have plans, both as the department, as the ministry, maybe through NEDLAC? Because we can't have a situation where employers are finding it very easy and cheap to retrench workers because they want to, because they want to save at the expense of workers whose high rate of unemployment it's very high. Those will be my questions.
Chair, we are back, Chair. I'll ask Mr. Nduna to respond to the question. Chair, you kept calling him Ndamo. He's Nduna. To respond to the question, and of course, Marsha will respond to the UIF question. I'll add, Chair, if there's a need.
Yes, thanks, and thank you. To you, Chairperson. On the question of the employers having it easy to return to workers, we do have what we refer to as dispute management and prevention program. And if you look at part of our programs, we do speak to that we need to go out and target certain employers with a view of engaging them and educating them around the questions of retrenchment. Because indeed, retrenchment is a big thing that is impacting negatively on the workers. But in some instances, as CCMA, in terms of our TR, we unfortunately receive matters after the effect, after people have been dismissed. But you do have where people approach us, be it unions or employers, where there are big retrenchments to request us to do that facilitation. Perhaps we may looking at the company that you're speaking to that are in the Western Cape, through our office in the Western Cape in Cape Town and through our PSC, engage with those employers and see how we can be able to CCMA assist to minimize the negative impact. And also, if possible, offer the TRS scheme to them. And on the question of the stats, yes, the stats that we're using are stats that came from stats in SA. We don't do stats on our own as the CCMA in terms of the levels of unemployment and the projected unemployment in the country. And on the other issue of being customer-centered, that is our practice. And yes, we would want to improve on those to try and assist our users as far as possible as we can. And in fact, the other practice that we do is what we refer to as pre-conciliations, where we assist parties even before the matter is set down for conciliations and assist them telephonically, both the employer party and the employee party. And more often than not, we do assist people to find each other and to resolve the matter and have the matter settled. I think those are the issues that I've picked up. And if there's anything that I may have left out, I have my National Senior Commissioner, and we may come in to cover an area that I might have left out. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Can he or she indicate if you have left out something?
Chair, thank you very much. Marius Kotze, nothing from my side further to add. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. DG?
Chair, there's one question for UIF.
Oh, Acting Commissioner.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the UIF does fund employment creation schemes, but I want to qualify it. With the money that is invested via the PIC into socially responsible investments, we expect that there must be employment creation there. So we fund money in that way, that socially responsible investments must make sure that there's employment creation. But then also in terms of the labor activation programs, where there is there proposals made to the UIF to fund, this funding is linked to employment creation. In other words, there must be a job at the end of the training or the funding of whatever skills development program or training we would have been providing. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Do you want to respond? Is there anything that you'd like to respond on?
Chair, not. I think Mr. Nduna responded to your question that you raised. You remember that previously CCMA used to talk about the strategy called Senzumahluko, and part of that was what he spoke about, the dispute prevention program that they are running, targeting those specific sectors that seem to present with a challenge. So there is a program in place, as he has indicated. But I think the point I was raising is that given the fact that we have these limitations now in terms of funding, we're calling upon employers and workers to find it upon themselves to resolve their disputes at the workplace instead of burdening the CCMA with all these cases that should have been resolved at the factory floor. I think that's a point that we're trying to make, despite the fact that the CCMA has a dispute prevention program that seeks to prevent these disputes from reaching a point where they are fully blown disputes that must be mediated and conciliated. So that's a point I wanted to raise, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. I just want to check if there are any other hands. I don't see any other hands. I just want to check on this, on the matter that you, as the department, as CCMA is seriously under financial constraints because of the cuts. Have you ever thought of, or do you have a plan as the department of having a, what I will call, one-stop shop where all entities of the Department of Labor are under one roof? Because obviously I would imagine that CCMA in Govanbeki PE is on the other side of the road, in another building, and the department is in another building. And obviously I'm sure you are paying rent even where the CCMA is housed. Is it possible? And if it is possible, when do you think that as the department you'll then be able to implement that, even if it's a pilot, in any province, in any city?
So we did discuss this at some point, I think two or three years ago. And we took a decision that this is something that that we have to look at. And then we were worried about the escalating cost of accommodation for both the, for both the department and the entities. So we said it will make a lot of sense that we share facilities and resources in that regard. But it's something that we spoke about and we never followed it up. I guess given what we find ourselves in today, we will have to do that. We will have to see how we can integrate ourselves without losing the independence that the entities have. But if we want to rein in on the escalating cost of accommodation and other resources that we require, we may have to implement that decision that we took some time ago.
No, thank you very much. I think those were the last questions. I don't know, Honorable Mkhonto's hand is still up. I don't know whether it's a new hand.
It's an old hand, Chair, I'm sorry.
Okay. Minister, is there anything that you'd like to say?
No, thank you, Chair. No, I'm covered, Chair.
Oh, okay. No, thank you. Thank you very much, members. And I hope Minister and the DG will monitor this project of CCMA being housed, of entities, except if as a few of them that will be housed under one roof. If a view was taken 3 years ago, I think by now we are then going to be forced to implement that, because conditions are not in our favor. And at the end, we will then have to look into that. But secondly, Minister, I don't know whether maybe at NEDLAC, where all social partners are there, this issue of CCMA being flooded by workers, I think the employer and the through their representatives with this business and labor, these are the things that they are to be looked at, because at the end, a department that is going to take a knock and the ministry that is going to take a knock and a blame it's government through the Department of Employment and Labor, which at times it's very unfair. And when I'm saying that, I'm not trying to sweetheart the department, but at times there are some glaring weaknesses that the pandemic has then exposed to everybody, whether in business, in labor, government, and the civil society. And in that, we must then begin to start a dialogue on how best do we address this, because it can't be and it can never be that it must be solely a responsibility of government. And as members of parliament, we have got that responsibility as this committee of where we see that there are some weaknesses, we raise them so that we are not forever lambasting, because we have also got a responsibility as members of parliament of observing and come across and through the relevant entities and the department, ask these questions and come with progressive and objective suggestions and plans on how do we assist the country in this area that we are deployed, which is then the labor force. So I felt that in closing this, Minister, we will have at an appropriate time create a space that we are to look into this. Honourable members, I think for today's presentations, we are done. We are to meet again on Friday to continue with the others, and then with the understanding that members must understand that we are preparing for our budget vote, and then next week we'll then have a meeting on Wednesday to look into the report. I have been informed by the committee manager where employment and labor falls under that 19 ILO 19, what's this, Minister, remind me please.
Convention
190 has been sent to Parliament. I still have to check if it has been 80 seats. And if then that convention has been sent to Parliament, honorable members, it then means in between our deliberations, we will have to find time that department must come and brief us on that convention, because we are expected to also deliberate and table a report on that. So I'm trying to just remind members that there are quite a number of legislations that are going to be in front of us, and therefore we must really up our game and then ensure that we execute our oversight and responsibility as outlined by the Constitution and the rules of Parliament. Having said that, until we meet again on Friday, our meeting stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chair. We'll see you on Friday.
Congratulations, Doc. What are you going to be called now? They've got another cap on top of the other. Hey, that is fine.